Stan Kenton's at the Blue Note, and so is NBC. Yes, here it is, a solid half hour of the solid jazz stylings of modern America's men of music. It's Stan Kenton and his orchestra. You're just in time for Stan Kenton's Concert Encore, a program of contemporary jazz of Kenton compositions. In short, the Kenton creations that rate the biggest hands on the regular Tuesday night Stan Kenton concert. From that mecca of jazz, the Blue Note in Chicago, it's Stan Kenton. Himself, Stan Kenton.
Thank you, Jim, very much. I'd like to confess openly something to you people that are listening to this affair this evening. That's why it's not a good idea to start with a theme song. You know, I get so out of breath waving my arms around at the finish that I forget my periods. I think that what I would like to explain here as I started to is we thought the broadcast was going to be an hour from now. And all of a sudden, Jim Lowe, the announcer, comes to me and explains that we're on the air in less than 2 minutes. So we knocked about 10 people over getting to the bandstand, and we're here and we're ready. But one thing, you guys don't know what we're going to play, do you? That's where I got you. So if you can guess on this first one, I will not tell you. It'll strictly be mental telepathy. Now, we all know each other pretty well. I'm sure you can tell by the kickoff what it's going to be. So I'll allow you 4 beats to decide. We'll explain later. Ready? Think. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, we started together.
Thank you.
Well, that was Frank Rossellino playing the trombone. And that was Lee Konitz playing about 8 bars of alto saxophone. And the title, oh yes, it's called Francesca. And I did want you people to know something in the room here. Please don't think that I'm such an egomaniac as I make out here in front of the orchestra. I have to say that because I have given you a few cues for applause. And I don't mind cueing you for applause on any of the fellows in the orchestra. But when Jim Lowe says, presenting Stan Kenton, then I have to give you a real wild cue for applause. I want you to know that it's all in the function of trying to make a good show here. I really think nothing of applause at all. I don't want it. It's just that NBC asked for it because it's very necessary to fill in. No, thank you. please wait for my cue. Oh, yes, Johnny Richards. Come here, John.
Good to see you.
It's awfully nice to have you come in late. Did you know that we do the broadcast at this hour and not an hour later?
No. This is news to me, Stan.
It is.
I just found out about it.
How can you act so pleasant about it?
Well, what am I going to do? Run away?
No, but the panic that you can create sometimes is rather colorful now. I didn't see you come in. Did you hurt anyone?
I don't think I knocked over any tables.
Very good. Nice to have you here. We're on the air. You know, this is not the audition. This is the real thing. We have something here that... A title doesn't mean too much, but everything has to be identified in some form or other, so there is a title to it. The title is Limelight, but it's an instrumental that was created by Jerry Mulligan mainly to display some rhythmic skill here on Stan Levy, Bags, and Sal Salvador's part, the rhythm section. You'll hear quite a bit of alto saxophone by Lee Konitz. You'll hear some fiery saxophone on the tenor played by Richie Kamuga. Some Connie Condoli trumpet, and oh yes, Bob Burgess is in there fighting to be heard too, after about the 7th chorus. Would you fellas start this musical stew brewing, and let's see if we can't create something that has some kind of a throb that will wind up into some excitement. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody. I might say that I think that Stan Levy, the drummer, has a wonderful disposition, how a guy can still have a desire to play when four guys are standing over him saying, quiet, not so much noise. Stan, we do appreciate your emotional control, because some evening when we're doing a broadcast and the cymbals are roaring, I don't want you to become offended and leave us. At least see the thing through. Count... This is the composition that we have played before on Concerts in Miniature, the thing that takes place on Tuesday evening, and one great way we can tell as to what people are interested in and what we're doing and what we're achieving is by the requests that take place when we present the orchestra in personal appearances. This was a composition that was written more or less to serve as a musical frame for the conception and the trumpet of Connie Condoli, more or less a self-description in a sense. We call him the Count. Here's Connie Condoli and the thing that's known as Portrait of a Count. The composition's called Portrait of a Count. This next is a portrait, really, in small and in part of the innovations in modern music orchestra. It's something that we have taken from that library of music and adapted to this orchestra here. So at the moment, with not a small group, because there are 19 musicians here, but there are no violins and French horns and woodwinds. This is Bill Russo's composition, adaptation, we'll say, for the purpose of not only presenting the composition itself, but exploiting the trombone here of Bob Burgess. Here's the composition called Solitaire. Saxophones? That was Bob Burgess, the composition. Well, that was Solitaire. I'd like to get back to some rhythm music now. Chance for the rhythm section to go, a chance for a few short solos. The solos are too numerous here to bill the musicians involved. We'll simply give you the title. Here's some spirit called Sweets. This evening here, one of my favorite guys that works for NBC, and I don't mind admitting why he is one of my favorite people, because he's what we term a Kenton fan, and it's awfully nice to see him come in. Jim, this is Jim Lowe, ladies and gentlemen, and he comes in and he's listening to the music, and you know, sometimes we have these announcers, Jim, that look at the band like we have lost our way, you know, and they say, what could they be playing? Is that this number or is that the other one coming up? And
I can't believe that.
Yes. So when a guy like yourself comes in, I say, well, gee, it's great. At least the guy believes. Jim, there's a thing that you're familiar with, and we'd like to present it here. The only thing that I'll tell you is there's an alto saxophone, a short solo by Lee Konitz, because on the original recording, there was another saxophone player that played it, and we'd like you to introduce it.
Well, shall I say that it's an old 1932 evergreen called Street of Dreams?
Jim, the problem was I thought you'd say a little bit more than you did, you see, because I have a problem here. Talk.
Well, let's put it this way. Way back to 1932, that's about 20 years ago, for an old evergreen called
Jim,
Street of
when
Dreams.
I get to the piano and sit down, that's what I want you to say, Street of Dreams.
All right. We'll time it this way. And now from the Blue Note in downtown Chicago, the mecca of jazz, Stan Kenton and Street of Dreams.
Thank you.
the past 30 minutes, you've been enjoying the contemporary jazz stylings of modern America's man of music, Stan Kenton, and his orchestra from the fabulous Blue Note in Chicago. Two more solid sessions of Stan Kenton concert encores will be coming your way shortly. The first this coming Sunday night at 12:05 New York time, and the second again next Wednesday night. In the meantime, don't forget your regular Stan Kenton concert next Tuesday night. Till again we see you at the Blue Note in downtown Chicago over NBC. This is Jim Lowe speaking for Stan Kenton, thanking you a lot for being with us tonight. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.